If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Make it make sense.
With Ayanda Nyati.
Oh, we were one of those people in the studio here. They were from the newsroom. These are people who make us panic unnecessarily so they can make a living. True?
Mm-hmm.
True story. So,
Absolutely. Make
it make sense today. Is Gauteng's water crisis worse than we think it is?
Because as it seems right now, there's water shortages around Gauteng. Last week it was Tembisa. I came here and reported it.
Yeah.
And some parts of Soweto, parts of Ekurhuleni. How then? It's like a crisis, mind you.
Day zero?
Yeah, I mean, you know, and then you say we don't warn you. When you're stuck on the N2 highway with thick layers of snow when we said there's going to be a cold front. But anyway, I digress. Yes, it is that serious. There is a very, very serious shortage of water in Gauteng. And I suppose people struggle with this because as long as you get water coming out of your taps, you think it can't be that deep. Until we get to a point where that water isn't coming out. And by then, actually, it's a bit late and it's difficult to avert it. So Rand Water is sounding the alarm. They sent out a statement, I think it was late on Saturday, which is very uncharacteristic of the bulk water supplier, by the way. On weekends, they're just not those type of people to be sending out those kind of statements. And they've said, we thought it was worthwhile putting this out as soon as we picked up. And they're essentially asking municipalities in the province to start implementing some of these restrictions. Abantu basaniseli ingadi. Abantu are obviously not necessarily changing their consumption. And it's a layered issue. But demand is certainly one of the aspects we can control and what they're asking for us to change. So as always, we decided to bring on somebody who follows this issue much closer than perhaps we do. Dr. Ferial Adam is an environmental and water activist with an organization called Water Can. Dr. Adam, good afternoon. Welcome to Drive 959.
Good afternoon to everyone and to all your listeners.
Hello.
Thank you for having me on your show. Joy.
Lovely. Hi. Am I exaggerating?
Well, no. I mean, yes and no.
You're my kind of doctor. Yes.
So I think that Rand Water's kind of statement is a little bit alarming, and it is causing a little bit of fear amongst people. Now, I think that, yes, we do have water issues, and I do think that we need to be more mindful of how we use our water. And if you remember, every time it's this hot or into the summer months, we start using more, there is an alert. There is that we'll go into level one restrictions. And it's not a new thing. It's not just this year. But added to this is that we now know that many of our reservoirs are actually leaking. Right? So this has caused a little bit more of an issue because people are running out of water, but we're not going to have a day zero like next week. I think that's the problem with the alert that Rand Water's pushed out. It's made people so completely afraid that they're going to run out of water next week. And I think that what we need, I think they needed to change it and say, we need to save water and be more mindful about water. That's the message they're trying to get across, rather than the day zero.
It's interesting you say that, right? Because we were going to get into a day zero next week. It'd be too late to kind of make people aware of that on Saturday, for example. Anyway, the point I'm trying to get to is, at which point does it become absolutely necessary for people to change their behavior so that we don't get to a point where a day zero is next week?
So that point is here. That is definitely where we are, in that we need to be saving water, and this should become the norm, right? That we have a few challenges. We have water reservoirs that are leaking. We have the Lesotho Highlands project that is going down for maintenance. We have high temperatures. So, and then water can only abstract a certain amount of water. So that point is here. It's not a day zero, but there definitely is it is that point where we need to start saving more and be more mindful of how we are using water.
Dr. Adam, and I just want to come in here and say, where does the municipality actually play a role, and what kind of a role do they play in us consuming water? Because there's a thing where there will be a notification that there's not going to be water for 72 hours. People bulk up in water, and then after that closure doesn't happen. Now people have tanks and tanks of water, which then goes and go waste because we actually did not have the restriction that we were going to have.
So it's exactly the issue that we've been saying, is that there's poor communication. And it's confusing people. So you've got Jaguar Water will say one thing, Rand Water. Now remember, there's different responsibilities. Mm-hmm. Rand Water is your bulk supplier. They're the ones that take the water out of the vial and they clean it and then they sell it to the municipality. When they sell it to the municipal group, so the city of Joburg has a Joburg Water. Joburg Water is responsible then for making sure it gets to everyone. So there's different roles and responsibilities. But you're very right, because Joburg Water will issue one statement, and then Rand Water will issue another, and it's not talking to each other, and it's creating more fear, and it's not giving proper solutions to people. And I think that would mean that we could manage the situation much better.
Mm. Dr. Adam, basically, in short, you are saying, one, we must take a bath once a day. Two, we must only wash our cars 3 times a month.
I think that if you do want to wash your car, you need to look at recycled water and try to look at, if you're in the bath and you use water, you can use soap and wash your car. I think that do not use hose pipes on your car. Do not use hose pipes in your garden. We need to just be smart about how we use our water and be mindful of it, because we are going to have a very hot summer, according to the meteorologists. So let's just see how this goes until, you know, for the next while, in a couple of months, let's try and just be a bit more mindful. Like, do your car 3 times a month? Like, do you really?
I mean, no, I wash my car 4 times a week. Right?
Oh, wow. Yeah, I understand your nervous laugh there, Doc, because perhaps that's how we got here to begin with. Mm. Skumba washing his car 4 times a week. But anyway, that is. I know that we also had real problems with our infrastructure. With the time we have left, I wonder if you can just touch on that. We're losing so much of this resource to leakages anyway, consumption aside.
It is a big concern. In the city of Joburg, we are losing about 25-26% of our water through leaks alone. Right?
Sure.
And that's, I mean, if you think about it, if we weren't losing that water, we would be okay. We wouldn't be talking about a day's deal. But we are in this mess because it hasn't just happened yesterday. It's been 10 years in the making. Mm-hmm. We have to deal with the fact that we had poor leaders in positions of power. And now we've got to work in terms of changing that. I do think that the Department of Water and Sanitation, it has identified the kind of, they call it the non-revenue water, in both Gauteng and Itsekweni. And the focus now is to see, how do we deal with this? How do we plot the leaks? How do we deal with the leaks better? How do we upgrade our infrastructure? And part of that was that Joburg Water then did an assessment of their reservoirs. And so you've got an understanding of where we are. Although we would have liked that information earlier, but now we got it. We got the information.
Yeah.
It's there. We know what our baseline is to start to fix things. And that's where we are. And I think that for us, you know, if you ask municipalities, they'll say, no, we don't have enough money, any municipality. And we need to make sure that national government on this starts directing infrastructure grants and ring-fencing it for water and sanitation.
Sure.
And directing it to the service providers rather than sending it to the municipality. And then it almost is as if it's a leaking bucket of money.
All right, fair enough. Dr. Farrell, Adam, we appreciate your insights. Thanks so much for speaking to us. Glenn?
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. It means then, even though I don't drink, I have to consider drinking beer and saving water.
No.
Well, that's my guy.
No. Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
I need to understand one thing. Why can't the government take an initiative of teaching people that we're running in shortage of water? They're not doing enough somehow. Literally, I'm talking in terms of there's a guy that I know that guy, I think he uses about 100 liters of water to just wash one car. He has got a car wash, you know. And I try to warn him about such misusage of water. Mm. And it's not only him. I've seen the other one today also doing the very same thing. Mm. So how does Johannesburg Water go around and teach people how to preserve water and about the situation that we are facing at the moment?
I'm really glad that we we're going to go back to the water issue. You know, in the Rand West municipality, it's a big issue. There's a place here in Glenhaven, it's been 5 years without water.
No.
In Bakersdale, there's a section there that has been without water for more than 2 years now. And in some houses, the taps are dry. It's been more than 6 months now. And the municipality is not saying anything. We don't know what is happening there.
Hold on. Did she say 5 years without water?
Yeah, 5 and 2 years, yeah.
But you know, guys, it's just that, Runa, we are very reactionary, because remember Hammarskraal had a proper water issue where their water was so dirty, people were getting sick.
Yep.
And then they started having water trucks, the water in the water trucks not fit for consumption. So I think for a while these things have been, you know, presenting themselves as symptoms of a bigger problem, and we've just kind of ignored it. And even the voice note saying, why don't we have water wise campaigns? It's something that we used to do when I was growing up. Now, our kids think that water is a non-ever-ending resource. And they just use water noma kanjani, because we do not have programs that actually conscientize people about water usage.
So, I mean, I've had problems with water leaking, even at home in Soweto, where you'd call the municipality. Mm. They will never come.
Yeah.
Up until you solve the problem yourself.
You get a plumber.
You know, and we've got old infrastructure.
Okay, now, sometimes these meters lower, and then they start leaking.
Yes.
And the leak becomes bigger. There's places where the leak has been there for over 2 years.
Yeah.
So we ask, like I have the site, the Lamans, Lambamans, because there's a leak here. You call them, whew,
they will never come.
Guys, we're going to a rainy season.
Yes.
You will see the amount of wastage, your mates, your pula, because our drains are clogged. There's no maintenance of these storm drains and whatever. All of those things are part of a bigger problem when it comes to water infrastructure in Joburg, in South Africa. We are simply not taking care of our water.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Kunomunye usisi la eKhema, kwaThema eSprings, abathu Nomsa ohlala emafusini eTornado section. Lo sisi uyabona kushisa kanjani manje? Uyanisela igarden yakhe, unisela utshani ngaphandle. Yazi nje enye into nje ongayezi ukuthi lo muntu ingqondo yakhe yasebenza noma kanjani. Hayibo, hayibo, abantu abake bafunda ukusave amanzi.
Hayi, la ma-water restrictions, hayi mina ngiwaboni shem. Kuyavuza manje stradini sami, kugcwele amanzi, ayahamba. It's been 2 days aloku ahamba kanje. Nobody is doing anything about it, but they want to restrict us with water. Why can't they fix the leaks? Yo.
So here's the thing. There's no such thing as a shortage of manzi, especially for us in the Southern Hemisphere, because of the amount of rain that we get on a yearly basis, because of the type of seasons that we have, right? Okay, I know global change has an effect, and my seasons are changing Chile and whatnot, but we have imvula, we have rain, right? So the problem, it goes back to Lento Dr. Ishilo Uguti, having poor leadership led us here. They could have easily maintained their infrastructure that we have, build more water retaining infrastructure, because of, you can see the population, census is to see the population number versus the resources.
Make it make sense
with Ayanda Nyati. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.